mostly because of price and slow connectivity, low throughput, and it's not always stable and it's not always reliable. So I'm available for any questions if any of the Katie Moody members have any. And ultimately, we also would like to see that it's possible to secure a support letter from the city of Iqaluit. We already are in possession of over 12 support letters, including from NTI, CIA, SSI Micro, the Chambers of Commerce, a number of businesses in our communities. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation, Mrs. Redfern. That was wonderful to hear. Anytime we can enhance infrastructure in Nunavut, it's a very tough endeavor. So if it's a difficult road in front of you, and we appreciate the work that anyone who's trying to bring infrastructure to the north can do. Are there any questions from council? Okay, with none showing, we do have your item underneath five or new business for today's agenda. You're welcome to stay on the line or view from the live stream online if you'd like. I would like to, before I go, sorry, Councillor Flaherty is also on the phone, I've been reminded. My mistake, it's my first meeting as chair. I'm not used to people who aren't in the room, so I apologize if by missing you earlier. I did receive your note about the approval of the agenda and your vote on that, so thank you very much. But Councillor Flaherty, do you have any questions for Ms. Redfern?
No, I don't, Chair. I just wanted to comment that I appreciated hearing the presentation on Sedna Link. Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
It was a great presentation, and if you'd like I said, if you'd like to stay on the phone for your item, that would be fine, or viewing from online as well. So thank you very much for your presentation, Mrs. Redfern.
Thank you.
Okay, that is it for our delegations here this evening. We have next item would be deferred business and tabled items, but there's nothing underneath it. So on to new business, which would be item A, Sedna Link High Profile Report, Support Letter for Operation, and this item is mine. So as Mrs. Redfern requested in her presentation, she's looking for a letter of support to assist with her business development plans. We have previously discussed at council and the planning and development meeting, I believe it was. Anyway, we did discuss as a council that we would be providing support to every person that tried to bring better infrastructure to Iqaluit and to Nunavut. So I would ask for a motion to recommend to council to approve a letter of support at this point, or Mayor Bell?
Thank you, Councillor Fawcett. I don't believe we need a motion here. We should just be able to provide that at any time because we've already approved it as council. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Kumlik?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I was going to make a motion to recommend to council that the council provide letter of support, or the City of Iqaluit provide a letter of support to Sedna Link.
Thank you, Councillor Kumlik. I think based on what Mayor Bell has just stated, that we've already previously agreed that we would do this anyway, so I don't... I would agree with Mayor Bell and think that there's it's unnecessary for us to do a motion as long as we're all in agreement here in the room. Councilor Shepherd?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We obviously have a stated desire and have said we would support these, but I think we need to individually decide to support projects. We could have something flying in from left field that we might not necessarily support. So I think on a case-by-case basis, we're better off to proceed with a motion, and I would second the motion that Councillor Akumilik put forward.
Mayor Bell?
The council motion was to provide a letter of support to anybody that was trying to better the infrastructure, broadband infrastructure to the territory. So having a secondary support, it doesn't matter. But I will be voting no against this, not because I don't support it. I will happily sign the letter and send it without a motion, but I just don't think there's a need for a motion. Thank you.
Okay. Heard. Because there is contention in the room over the subject, I would like to move forward with the motion. So there is a motion to provide or to ask council to provide a letter of support to Sednalink, moved by Councillor Akumalik, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Are there any questions or comments to the motion? Seeing none, we'll go for a vote. Approved. We have Councillor Stevenson, Councillor Akumalik, Councillor Shepherd, Deputy Mayor Brewster, Councillor Awa. Opposed? Thank you very much. No, thank you. So I have to stop. Councillor Flaherty, how do you vote?
In favor, Chair Fawcett.
Thank you. Opposed? Mayor Bell. Motion passed. Next up, new business B, 2020 business license report. It's an update from our EDO, Jeffrey Byrne. Jeffrey, you have the floor.
Thank you, Councillor Fawcett. Just want to take a few minutes to go over some of the numbers from business licenses in regards to 2019, 2020, and where we currently are in 2021. The year of 2020, although a pandemic year, we did see an increase in business licenses from that of the previous year in 2019. So for 2019, for approved business licenses within our system, we had 374 businesses that are operating in some capacity here in Iqaluit. That number grew 7.5% to 402 in 2020. This is encouraging to see as an economic development officer and as a city. Throughout a pandemic, we've still managed to have some continuity within our local business and some growth, which is the more important thing. We may see those numbers kind of decline this year. We're hoping that's not the case, but until we can provide a final report at the end of the year, we're trending in the right direction. Currently within my system, I'm counting 273 approved applications. So those are clients with business licenses. Within my current queue, there are approximately 70 applications, so that puts us at 343, which again is a fairly accurate representation of where we currently are. We will see applications come in still, depending on the projects that are going on, if they're only applying for licenses for shorter periods of time for this year or not. Any application that's currently in my queue, is there not based on deficiencies on our end. It's requesting information from clients who are still waiting to finalize their file. Is there any questions from any of the councillors in regards to the numbers that I've provided?
Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are there any recurring themes or pain points that businesses are identifying with the business licensing process right now, or are things running very smoothly?
In regards to the process, and that's an item that will come up later this evening, but just quick hand information and the availability of information. So currently we run a digital system. With that, we also have to cooperate with two other organizations or entities in town. So having information relayed between three different organizations as to what certain clients are needing, that seems to be the biggest sticking point at the moment. Then, of course, we do have some issues that occurred recently that are in the process of being rectified in regards to development permits. Outside of that, information and just spreading that information and making it widely available for our residents seems to be just the number one topic.
Thank you. Councillor Alba?
Kwenye mi kishiwa ta khasit. Apat kutiga una. P
Thank you for the question, Councillor Awa. In my time as Economic Development Officer with the City of Iqaluit, we have not had any business licenses denied. Therefore, we have not had to go through an appeal process. To my knowledge, in accordance to the bylaw, that's dealt with at an administrative level.
Good. And Councillor Stevenson?
Thank you, Councillor Fawcett. And thank you for being here today and presenting this. I'm wondering about businesses without licenses and the ability of the city to identify those businesses that aren't currently engaging in the license process. So I'm thinking of online food sales and some of the unlicensed daycares that may be in town. Do we have a method that we're outreaching to those businesses to make sure that they understand the importance of business licenses?
Thank you for the question, Councillor Stevenson. So currently, we have to rely on our residents to be diligent and bringing those complaints forward to us. If the city does not recognize that there are businesses out there, we do ask that the residents, with our formal complaint lines, be bringing those to our attention so that myself can reach out to the representatives of said business and inform them of the licensing requirements within the territory. Within the city for that matter. On top of that, we don't have a ton at the moment, and it is definitely a restraint on how we can track these, I'll call them illegal businesses within town. I frequent social media quite often, so anytime I see things pop up, it's something that I track myself and that I'll usually reach out to. But without the diligence of our residents, at this point, we don't have any other mechanism.
Follow-up?
Yeah, thank you. Do we have a mechanism for looking at people who did have business licenses last year or the year before and making sure, you know, so if they didn't, all of a sudden, do we check on them to see that they're, you know, maybe have just not entered into the application process or... you know, maybe the business has stopped, but are we checking on that so there's continuity in the business license?
Thank you for the question, Councillor Stevenson, or the follow-up. So, yes, every year prior to the deadline of our business licensing from prior years, I will send mass emails out to all previous businesses and just asking what their operational plans are for the current year. There are some, of course, like you've mentioned, that indicate that they will not be operating within the year or that they've left the territory or other reasons. But in the event that I don't have response from someone, I usually do a follow-up at that point, roughly about 2 weeks later. If nothing's heard from them at that point, again, my only method would be to have myself monitoring to make sure that business isn't in operation locally.
Councillor Kumalik?
Kuyinimi Iksivata. Magoni Abakutik Sakatunga Sibul Abajitigayumayala Tabwani Unikaria Gayangni Narunaximang Mangat Kashi Inuit Nangminakaktu Mangata.
Thank you for the question, Councillor Kumalik. Currently, within our business licensing system, you can register your business as an Inuit-owned business. However, I'm not able to pull a statistic for that sole number. The only way that I could currently do that is to go through each application. It has been something identified within the business licensing portal that is a deficiency in terms of a statistic pull, and it's something that we are going to request the site administrator to implement so that we can track those the Inuit-owned businesses and see what that representation is.
Follow-up?
Yes.
Sorry, thank you for the question, Councillor Kumlik. Sorry if I'm not kind of understanding the question, so I'll answer it to the best of my ability, and then if there is a follow-up, I would appreciate it. So currently with in regards to home-based businesses, we do require a letter from the landlord acknowledging that the business operation is going on within their facility or their building. Currently, there are entities in town that prohibit their employees from using staff units for the purpose of business. We could definitely have that conversation with them, but I think that is something on within their mandate that they've set out. Again, the conversation can be had. I just don't know what kind of sway we would have in kind of lightening that up from their standpoint.
Just a quick follow-up. I know that there was an issue with translators and carvers because those who live in the Iqaluit Housing Authority were under scrutiny unless they get official authorization from the Nunavut Housing Corporation headquarters office that they can run such business. That's why I'm raising that question. But I'm satisfied with your answer. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any more questions or comments for Jeff? Yeah? Amy?
Just a quick note that businesses are exempt and don't require a license. There is a section in the bylaw under 4.7 that an Inuit carver does not require the business license.
Deputy Mayor Bruce.
Thank you, Councillor Fawcett. Jeff, what if a citizen believes that there is a business being run out of a rental unit, how does that impact, say, somebody owns a home and they're zoned for, say, I don't know what the exact zoning bylaw is, but for only a certain percentage of their the space in that home to be used as a business. How does renting a house out where a business is being run impact licensing? For the homeowner.
Thank you for the question, Councillor Brewster. So for the homeowner, I think the biggest issue would be their acknowledgement. As a homeowner, if you are running a home-based business, all we require from an actual homeowner or a tenant renting from a homeowner is their approval. So we would get the approval from the homeowner to operate that business. If they do not provide that to us, we unfortunately cannot provide the license. And I would this would have to do with insurance reasons as well as conflicts of our bylaws.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a quick question based on Deputy Mayor Brewster's comment. What is, I guess, the liability if someone was renting from a homeowner, not the GN or anybody, just like regular person renting their house? Somebody was renting from that person and running a business without a license. What would be the liability for the homeowner? If the homeowner is even unaware of that relationship, what's the liability on the homeowner for having the rented person not have a business, like running a business illegally, in a sense?
Thank you, Councillor Foster, for the question. So I think that would be kind of twofold. So there are a bunch of legal requirements, again, with insurance. So if something were to happen on the property, I don't know who would actually be liable in the event of an injury or even worse, death. From the city standpoint, in regards to the license, if we are aware that someone is operating illegally, we would go after the tenant or business owner as opposed to the homeowner. We would definitely make the homeowner aware of the situation. However, any kind of dealing after that would be with the actual tenant in relation to their business.
Thank you for your answer. That was good. Councillor Flaherty, do you have any questions on the phone?
Thank you, Chair Fawcett. Unfortunately, I've been emailing Tammy. Hopefully everyone can hear me. And I've also been texting with Mayor Bell. Unfortunately, Jeff, I did not hear any of the report. I heard intermittent comment from Deputy Mayor Brewster and a little bit from yourself, Chair Fawcett. So I'm not too sure how to proceed right now. I did hang up and I did call back in, but now it's getting an echo. I'm on my cell phone using Zoom, so maybe it's because of the either my cell phone or Zoom that's deterring me from participating and listening as much as I can.
Okay, thank you for the input, Councillor Flaherty. Are you able to hear me right now? Can you hear this?
Yes, actually, I can. I'm glad I heard your question to me, and I'm hearing you now. This is the best audio that I've had this evening so far. So, but like I've said, I didn't hear anything that Jeffrey shared with the committee of the whole, and so I apologize that I can't comment or have questions at this time.
No, thank you for your input. We all understand it's a new system. We're still working out some bugs. I'm happy to hear that now you can hear me a lot better, only because I saw some staff running around here making sure that they fixed the issue. So I feel like it may have been resolved. So what we can do is maybe get staff to summarize in an email to Councillor Flaherty so she has the same information. And this recording will also be available on our YouTube page, so you would be able to view this at a later date, but I think an email summary would also suffice to rectify that issue. And tomorrow morning, the audio...
Thank you, Chair Fawcett.
No problem, Councillor Flaherty. Hopefully the rest of this meeting goes a little bit better for everyone on the phone. So is there any other comment or question from anyone in the room? Okay, this is just a verbal update, so I guess we can move on. We have new business C, and that is a request for decision incorporating ILPA into business license bylaws. Councillor Shepherd, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The city's strategic plan has a specific item relating to incorporating Inuktitut into our business signage requirements. Over the years, received multiple complaints and comments from residents and have reviewed some of the pertinent territorial legislation relating to this as well. Well, it's not the city's responsibility to enforce territorial legislation by any means. We have a stated goal of being the cultural hub of Nunavut. Incorporating Inuktitut into our business licensing bylaws and signage requirements is a relatively simple task to help us accomplish that. As such, I prepared the request for decision. I've reviewed with employees of Culture and Heritage as well as with the Language Commissioner. Both stand ready to assist our Economic Development Officer in moving this project forward. The Inuit Language Protection Act and business signage requirements are in effect, there's currently no enforcement measures on the government of Nunavut side, short of going to court, essentially. So I'd like the city to proceed to do some research and bring some proposals forward to incorporate Inuktitut signage into our business licensing process so that we can move this forward in 2022. So as such, I move to recommend that council direct administration to research and present options to council to incorporate Inuktitut signage requirements of the Inuit Language Protection Act into city business licensing requirements to meet the goals of the city's strategic plan.
All right, that was moved by Councillor Shepherd and seconded by Mayor Bell. For questions and comments, I'll go to the phone first. Councillor Flaherty, do you have any questions or comments to the motion?
Thank you, Chair Fawcett. Just to let you know that I didn't catch most of the audio that Councillor Shepherd provided. However, I have read the request for decision, so I am in support of this item, and I will be voting in favor.
Okay, thank you very much. Comments or questions on the floor? Okay, seeing none. I have Councillor Flaherty in favor of the motion. Can we? We'll do a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. All right. The next item on the agenda under new business D, small business promotional package. This is a verbal update by myself. When I first took on the role as chair of this committee, I had to pleasure of having a meeting with Jeff and Councillor Flaherty, who was the co-chair for this committee, and we talked about some of the hurdles that people have. Mostly we talked about small business and just how to make things a lot easier. So some of the questions have actually been raised tonight by committee members in this room. How do we, you know, move forward? How do we reduce administrative stress on city staff? How do we make the process easier? How do we make the process faster? In the conversation that I had with Councillor Flaherty and Mr. Byrne, we talked about a business package similar to the taxi licensing package that was created by the city a number of years ago. I guess, what year was that? Last year? That's new? Okay. I'm still new, too. it's all good. So the discussion went along the lines of we'd like to do the same thing for a small business. We'd like to do the same thing for budding entrepreneurs that aren't as familiar with the process as a lot of people. Sometimes through people I've been speaking with, many people would like to start a business and they often get stifled by process. They don't know which step to take next. They don't know who to contact. They don't know quite how to go wrap their brains around starting a business. They might have a product and an idea, but the actual, you know, hard part of the licensing and what is required to have a business. So that's kind of the direction that our conversation took. And we want to make it a lot easier for people to do this by creating, you know, strict and concise packages that have very easy to read plain language instructions on the steps that are necessary to be done and things like that. But I did have a discussion with Jeffrey about this, and I know he has some ideas too. So first I'd like to I'd like to ask Jeff to give his opinion, because he's really one of the people on the ground floor, one of the main people on the ground floor, so he has a lot of valuable input in this particular subject. So I'll start with Jeff, and then I want to open the floor if anybody has any ideas or suggestions on things we can do to make it easier for entrepreneurs to start in our city. So we'll be looking for that kind of input here today. Jeff, you have the floor.
Thank you, Councillor Fawcett. So with this, what I've kind of envisioned, or some of the ideas that I've kind of formulated myself over the last short while, first and foremost, like Councillor Fawcett had mentioned, even so much as something as a small brochure for our residents, we did do it last year for the taxi licensing, which seemed like a tedious type of licensing process, but we're seeing the same complaints or same questions from residents regarding our normal business license process. So this would be obviously one of the, I guess, quicker and easier options to do as well. We do have a business section of our website that is currently underutilized, and I think what we should equally kind of put into that section of the website would be direct links to any of the bylaws that currently that the business bylaw is kind of formed to. So that may be the zoning bylaw, as a lot of people have questions regarding the development process and the development permit process in relation to where their business fits based on their physical location here in town. So having direct access to, say, that bylaw as well as our business license bylaw would be a very good start. Something even to the potential of a how-to video of going through the process of filling out the online application. As it is a new system, it's something we've had for approximately 2 years now operationally. There are still kinks, there are still quirks within that system itself. So having a better understanding for our clients and our residents, how to actually fill this document out, what the actual process is, because until they start and the profile and creating that license, they don't have any idea what's in that package. So for us to be able to even provide that in the interim or beforehand, so that they have an understanding of what they need for their license submission. Other items include, again, using that business section to post links for partnering organizations, Nunavut Legal Registries, WSCC, because there are documentations that we require from both of those agencies as well. So again, having that there, as well as, like you mentioned, a how-to guide or a step-to-step. This is what you should be doing first in terms of registering with the Nunavut Legal Registries, completing the package with us, submitting your documentation for WSCC. So just a step-by-step guide as to what comes first, so that they're not putting the cart before the horse, as well as they're not overwhelming themselves or having to reach out to multiple sources to gather small bits of information.
Thank you, Jeff. I just want to expand a little bit, and then we'll have Councillor Shepherd come up. So these are some of the things that we discussed in our meeting, and we've generated a few ideas on how we can make things better. As part of the process for tonight's item, I actually requested some information from Jeff, just some basic information about zoning bylaws, because I did go onto the website to look for bylaws directly related to zoning, and while they were there, they were buried very deep and took many clicks. It took me a long time. I got so frustrated during that process that I reached out to Jeff and said, hey, can you provide these to me? So one of the ideas was to also clean up the section on the website, maybe grouping bylaws to make them easier to find, having the most recent, most relevant bylaws available on the website. When I searched the zoning bylaw, the first thing that came up was an amendment from 2008. And while we do need to keep that information historically, it wasn't the current most relevant amendment. So maybe even separating historical amendments from currently approved bylaws and amendments on the website in a clear and concise fashion, grouping them by category and stuff like that. That could also help with the process. Now, I know that there is a proposal for a web design, and they may be able to include that kind of change inside of that project, but again, this the item tonight was really to generate conversation and idea at the council and committee level on how we can make this package work. There's lots of ideas, so I do want to present a motion. But are there any questions, comments, or ideas before I do that? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would be happy to make a motion shortly to support this. I think to have a... I just popped onto the business site on the website on my phone here, sitting here just to see what information was there, and it's sparse. Here's how to... here's an application, fill it out. I'd like to see a plain language document that would cover 90% of the business licenses we'd see. There's always going to be complexities outside of that. But our residents and small business owners shouldn't need to reference bylaws to apply for a business license for the majority of issues. A nice plain language document, incorporating it into a new website when that comes is going to be important as well. I think we should look to other municipalities across the country, find what best practices are there, and try to incorporate something similar into our eventual new website. Like you say, searching through bylaws is difficult. Finding the dump opening times is difficult. So I can't imagine how unhelpful the site might be for business licensing. That being said, do you have an estimate of what resources would be required to get this done? Is there any cost required? Can this be done under the existing economic development budget, or do we need to make changes there?
Thank you for your comments. So that's the reason, the purpose for tonight's discussion is to have city look into what this is going to cost us. And because we need to develop a full, well-rounded idea. And once we have that well-rounded idea, we can start estimating costs for certain things, depending on if there's advertising and marketing material, or if there's the development of lengthy documentation, or the interpretation and translation of legal documentation into plain text, that sort of thing. So the motion, really, I guess I could bring it up right now. Are there any other questions or comments before I bring the motion? Mayor Bell?
Thank you, Chair Fawcett. I just wanted to say that our website sucks, but it's going to be the new one. RFP for the new one is coming out in the next couple of weeks, so it will be relatively soon, and we'll make sure that it's word searchable, and we're going to have lots of input moving forward when it comes to us. So, but rightfully so, you can't find anything on the website. It's even for someone that works here, it's rough to try to, like you said, the dump opening times, right? It's hard to find all these things, so we'll make it better, but I just wanted to make that point. It's coming soon.
Thank you for the comment, Mayor Bell, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring this conversation forward now, because we do have a lot of projects on the horizon that we may be able to intertwine with this particular one to save costs. We are already redesigning the website, so when we get to that point, we can include this portion of the website, possibly in the redesign or in the overall picture. So this is a good way for us to get started with, small business and assisting people to start up here in Iqaluit. Yeah. Councillor Alla?
Katimi Shepherd, Okosharina, Kayok Lubu, Ilagar Lubu, Okoshi Natu Lugit, to Lokashi with the Palming, Okasimayo Kayak, took some Kino Yero, Unna Kinyatonic, Little Victor Mavid, Kanulio Rakpa, Kanulio Rakan Nerpi, Kishunitatarak. Tama tu takwa tua nai tu lugit tu kesinak lugit kita raksi mak pada biar aku nak sawi aku takwa aku jai bela ilu nai tu lugit kita raksi mak keluar lugit kanu ngitok namu ngoyak pit tama ku ngoyak tu sawo amma una ilayu mak gayak suko kai Mani gawamakut nuna bu gawamakungit pibaliyayaw lagayikut taikaw ming mata imaka iluanit tukarduk kayak tuksawabok ikumatuwa akong namiyok
Thank you for your comments, Councillor Awa. You actually touched on a few points that myself and Jeff touched on that I didn't bring forward in this meeting as well. So it's just funny that we all see the same common issues with the current process and we have the desire to move forward. So I'd like to put forward a motion to recommend to council to direct staff to research and investigate a business package that would make it easier for residents or people trying to do business in Iqaluit to follow the process, that instructs them to follow the process in a better fashion, to investigate a way to make it easier for everybody, city staff, the people applying, the government of Nunavut, legal registries, whoever's involved in the whole process, something that'll make it easier for everybody. It doesn't need to be that wordy. Just looking at Tammy. It can be more concise than that, but I think we all get the point. So that the motion would be to recommend council to direct staff to pursue a business package, the development of a business package, sorry. So Councillor Shepherd moves and Councillor Awa seconds. Are there any questions or comments to the motion? Okay, Councillor Flaherty, do you have any questions?
No questions, Chair Fawcett. I heard the discussions from fellow councillors, and but unfortunately, again, Jeff's audio did not come through. but I will be voting in favor of this motion.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Councillor Flaherty. So we have Councillor Flaherty in favor. We'll call for a vote. All approved. Unanimous. Thank you very much, everybody. You guys are quick. So we have next item. We're done with number five. We're on to number six, an in-camera session. Do I have a motion to go in-camera? Oh, there's no in-camera. Oh, that's just a placeholder. That's why it was so quick. It's the motion for adjournment. I get it now. Okay, so next item is adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Year that it is going to claim the exemption now. So